June 19th. Blaise Pascal invents the calculating machine. On this day in 1623, the French philosopher, mathematician, and writer Blaise Pascal was born. One of the profoundest thinkers since the Greco-Roman period, Pascal's great work, the Pensées, or Thoughts, are a series of meditations on some of the eternal great questions. However, it was as a mathematician that he became best known in his lifetime. He confounded Descartes with his precocious paper on conical mathematics. Pascal's father was for a time the chief tax collector at Rouen, and Pascal designed a number of machines that would add and subtract in order to help his father in his task. He's thus credited as an inventor of the calculating machine, and therefore, indirectly, of the computer. He wrote the Pensées in the last years of his life, and they were unfinished at his death, but they remain one of the greatest expositions of Christianity ever written. Today's poem is by another well-known Christian, Gerard Manley Hopkins. It's called God's Grandeur. It's amazing for its fervent look at the power and grandeur of God. The world is charged with the grandeur of God. It will flame out like shining from shook foil. It gathers to a greatness like the ooze of oil crushed. Why do men then now not wreck his rod? Generations have trod, and all is seared with trade, bleared, smeared with toil, and wears man's smudge and shares man's smell. The soil is bare now, nor can foot feel being shod. And for all this, nature is never spent. There lives the dearest freshness deep down things, and though the last lights off the black west went, oh, morning at the brown brink eastward springs, because the Holy Ghost over the bent world broods with warm breast and with our bright wings. Today, I give thanks for the spiritual dimension in my life.